I am as a service is the future, but it's also the past and the present. I am is the future, past and present of intelligence, intuition, and inspiration. In today's world, where this information is everywhere, accessible by everyone, it is transformation that begins with identity. And this training isn't just about data or decision making. It's about redefining who you are in the context of service, leadership, and impact. When you say, I am as a service, or I am a service, you align your energy and the definiteness of purpose with your intelligence, inspiration, and intuition, and align it with what you do say, think, feel, and believe, and can encompass it in our presence with power. I am as a service is more than a model. It's a mindset, a heart set, a handset. It's how we scale relevance, relativity, meaning, timelessness, and of course, actionability to serve others with speed, certainty, and clarity. This is our opportunity to stop chasing information and start becoming the insight of our business, our clients, and our community's needs by understanding value of what's working, what's not, what they know, what they don't know, and what they like and what they don't like. In I am as a service, lesson number one is I am the currency, the energy and motion of my business. The most valuable resource in business today isn't money, time, or technology. It's identity. When you declare I am as a service, you position yourself not just as a doer, but as the solution. You are the resolution. As someone who shows up with that intelligence, inspiration, and intuition to solve that problem that exists within that, that solution that exists in that problem in real time, shortening the distance, the lapse of time between every problem and every solution, because every solution exists within the problem. So many executives that I work with who says, I am decisive, they use their intelligence, their intuition, and their inspiration to create momentum. The one who says, I don't know enough yet, waits and watches while so many opportunities pass, options and touches of favor. I am is not just the ultimate affirmation. I am is an activation, activating the conscious thoughts that we have in alignment with where we want to be, activating the positivity in our subconscious mind for its repetitive service, and the neural pathways form for the automatic system that we have. But it also activates our genetic and energetic inheritance. It activates the code. I am. I am as a service. I am of service. I am a service. We unlock our ability to deliver not only insight, but value and leadership at scale. When we realize our I am statements and make sure they're aligned with where we want to be or better, our desired identity. Each and every day, repetitively, I am happy, I am healthy, I am wealthy, and I am worthy. Allow me and others to identify who we are, but also what we're doing to interfere with our better selves, our higher selves, of where we want to be or become. Replace reactive or responsive affirmations. Examples, I'm trying, I'm busy, I have to do with I am a service. I am intelligence. I am intuition. I am inspiration, and put it into action. I am built for decision velocity. Looking at I am in the context of intelligence as a service, intuition as a service, inspiration as a service, holistically aggregating into I am as a service. We all are realizing today what they realized many, many centuries back in the Akashic records, the My Cloud, because information is infinite and abundant. But intelligence intuition, inspiration is becoming very rare. Your ability, our ability to deliver clarity on demand is what turns I Am as a Service from a concept to a competitive edge. So many founders I work with who build an identity around I am the source of clarity, harmony for my community, my team, my family, are able and capable of creating leverage that outperforms any tool or any hire. I Am as a Service isn't just a system. It is an identity. We channel through with insights that become action. We shift our inner dialogue from where can I get the answers, how and when will I be happy, to I am someone who's responsible, attracts and participates in a perception that applies to the answers that are available inside of everything that I see today, and including me in the identity of I am. Each and every day, we list out the decisions of where our role is not to solve, but to serve. By bringing forward the best of our intelligence, intuition, and inspiration in the holistic I am as a service, to be of service and of value to others, to give them more of what's working, what's not, take away what's not working, we'll give them more of what they like, take away what they don't like, give them more of what they know and take away what they don't know. The three pillars of I am as a service, as it forms and informs our identity. When we own the I am of intelligence, intuition, inspiration, our service becomes rooted in relativity, which creates meaning, which creates relevance, in the infinite timeliness of the right place at the perfect time. And of course, the actionability of definiteness of purpose, of intention to do, say, think, feel, and believe, aligned with where we want to be or better, not the noise that interferes with it, the response to the reaction. As Scott and Ramon were teaching in the previous session, the reaction in the response of no. I am relevant. I am happy, healthy, wealthy, and worthy. I am meaning. This gives us our insights that are precise and not scattered. I am timely, allows us to move before the market does. I am intentional, allows our words to co-create with the infinite all the solutions and resolutions and results, outcomes, and circumstances that we desire to promote, protect, love, and perfect us. It is clarity and harmony of identity that helps us create clarity and execution of I am. And the more aligned with where we want to be or better with these pillars of I am as a service, these three, intelligence, intuition, and inspiration, more powerful our presence becomes in the past with its meaning, in the present with its actions, and in the future with its beliefs. A constant process of auditing our behaviors, notating that good behavior is aligned with where we want to be or better, bad behavior is interfering with it. It is our actions aligned with I am relevant, I am timely, I am ready to act. I am as a service. Utilizing the pillars of intuition, inspiration, and intelligence in order to facilitate, to make easy the acceleration, aggregation, and compounding of those outcomes. So no longer will I say I'll be happy when, I will be relevant when, I will be timely when, I will act when. Instead, I am for the sake of what? Build a ritual where you start your day by affirming these traits, I am traits, and then back it with intention. I'm going to do, say, think, feel, and believe aligned with where I want to be or better, open-minded to the detours that will divinely protect, promote, love, and perfect me, allow me to become better, and align me with what's better for me. Mm-hmm. Within the I am as a service in business applications, intelligence, inspiration, and of course, intuition isn't just about the knowledge. It's about co-creating, commanding an advantage, a trust, a speed, a velocity across every business function. I am in that commandment, the co-creation of everything already exists. I just have to minimize the amount of time I interfere with it with my response to the no's, my response to the interference, to the reaction of fear, the need to be right, the need to be offended, separate, inferior, superior, anxious, frustrated, angry, guilty, resentful, or worried. Most of the interferences are duplicative in their resistance. Most of the interference is duplicative in its own interference. It's duplicative in respect that not only does it block or interfere with our potential, but it's asking for what we don't want. It's putting our attention in the wrong place. It's making us do, say, think, feel, and believe the wrong things, which is what we're going to get, which creates the coincidences, the coinciding, the results, the consequences that we don't want. So many leaders that I work with, they will say, I am the insight in every room I enter. It doesn't want to wait to be asked. They bring the foresight to the strategy, sales, risks, and operations. I am the co-creator, the commander. What does command mean? What do the Ten Commandments mean? To work with, not demand, but command. They're not the Ten Demandments. They're the Ten Commandments. It's a testament to the co-creative power that you have as part of the oneness, the unified, abundant system of thought that has more than enough of everything for everyone. I am as a service. It is our identity that determines our utility. If you limit your identity, you will limit your utility. You can never overachieve your own self-image. And if you're limiting your self-image, if you're limiting your commandments, if you're limiting your imagination, you are putting a shadow, you're casting a shadow on your future. When we see ourselves as a service with intelligence, intuition, and inspiration, we will become to our first. We will come to our first, not our last. Let's practice creating and commanding reoccurring meetings or decisions where we used to show up passively. Flip the script and say, I am the insight, the intelligence, the inspiration, the intuition. I am the source here to be of service and of value and to ask for help. Asking for help, enabling others to feel their best, to feel their potential. Whenever any individual is capable and able of helping another person, they feel at their best. Why not give them that opportunity? Why deny it by not receiving? We always need to create a process to prepare for when we bring our one piece of relevant, timely, and actionable intelligence, inspiration, or intuition to our meetings, feeling confident and comfortable in articulating it to everyone. There are five levels of I am to implement, to execute on this broad, Kierkegaardian, existential, unbelievably powerful three letters of I am. Although very simple to do, simple not to do, but simple to understand, but simple not to understand, in the essence of three letters, I am. Without a system, without a process, we cannot prepare, and without preparation, our identity will fade. These five levels, which, by the way, I'm more than happy to send you the exercise, the guide. I will send you these five levels of I am to implement these practices of I am a service. If you want the five levels of I am, I'll send it along with my book if you don't already have it. If you do, I'll send you another to give to a friend. I'll pay for shipping and the book. Don't worry. David@dmeltzer.com. That's my email pinned right there. David@dmeltzer.com. If you want the five levels of I am or any of the exercises and guides and books, happy to send those to you. David@dmeltzer. That's my first name. David, beloved, @d, my first initial, meltzerservant.com. Beloved@dservant.com. David@dmeltzer.com. All right. Five levels of I am in its implementation so that our identity will grow, accelerate, aggregate, and compound, not fade. These five levels will keep our I am grounded to measurable, quantitative, guaranteed impact. So many leaders who say, I am in form or I am informed, but they never practice, they never prepare, they never have a process, they never organize all of their shared insights, and they get out of alignment. I am as a service must move through five different layers, five different levels in order to facilitate the manifestation, the materialization, the information of intelligence, intuition, and inspiration. These five levels are, number one, collection. I am able and capable of capturing all relevant insights that resonate with me. And what resonates with me isn't just the beautiful quotes and mantras and lessons that are positive in their nature. When I heard my favorite quote, I am humble, or I'm about to be, it dropped me to my knees. This was one of the layers of collection or capture. It dropped me to my knees. But what I started to realize as I utilized the philosophy of I am as a service, capturing that which resonates with me, that enhanced my intelligence, my intuition, and my inspiration, I also realized that some people say things that are like Tabasco in a wound. They're attacks on me. They bother me. They bug me. I disagree with them. And when I strongly feel resistance to something, I also collect it and capture it and learn from it the same way and ask myself, why do I feel this way? What is it about? I am the collector of all intuition, intelligence, and inspiration, all relevant insights that resonate with me. The first level of I am as a service of implementation is I am the collector of relevant insights. The second layer is I am a processor. Processing the intuition, intelligence, and inspiration to know my truth, my potential, is essential after I capture it. Understanding how I process or respond to the truth. You see, most people respond to the truth in a repetitive truth in understanding and feelings of it annoying. It makes them angry. It makes them look inside of them compared to what's outside of them. I am the processor of truth, and the potential and pursuit of it will change your life in the implementation and execution of I am as a service with the intuition, intelligence, and inspiration to create the aggregation, acceleration, and compounding of those outcomes. So many of us have a difficulty enjoying the consistent, everyday, persistent, without quit, pursuit or processing of the truth. And the reason is that they are enjoying that consistent, persistent pursuit of that processing or processing the pursuit of that truth without realizing that in order to do so, they need to love what they don't love or like about what they love. In order to process the truth, you need to learn to love what you don't like or love about what you love. You need to utilize humility to say, I don't know what I don't know. I'm not able or capable of seeing how this evidence that's in front of me, or the contrary evidence that's in front of me, or the missing evidence that's in front of me, is actually an opportunity to process the truth, to be protected, promoted, loved, and perfected. The second layer after I am the collector of relevant insights is I am the processor of the truth. I am the pursuit of my truth in the respect of enjoying it, whether I like or love it, about what I love or what I don't love or don't like about what I don't like. The third layer is I am the analyzer of impact, the prioritizer of impact. Understanding I must know what I want each day, personally, experientially, giving and receiving wise, in the infinite, abundant, unified system that I share in thought. I am the analyzer of impact. The analysis is essential to understand what it is I want, who I can help me, and how best to get it done. utilizing the lenses of productivity to provide value, accessibility of what information, inspiration, and intelligence and inspiration that I need, and accessing other people and them accessing me in this process of an analyzer of impact. In order to do so, when I know my what, the who, and the how, I can prioritize that impact. I can prioritize my now and my next. And 100% of the things you do now and next get done. In the third level of implementation and execution of I am lies the prioritization and the analysis of what, who, and how in order to create my reality or my now. And as we create the reality of the now, we can analyze the why, the impact for the sake of what. I'm doing this. And as we prioritize, we learn to apply our why into the impact that we have. I am the collector of the relevant insights. I am the processor of the truth, and I am the analyzer of that impact by utilizing the what, the who, the how, the now, and applying my why. And if you want these five practices of analysis of why for the sake of what, just email me, david@dmelter.com. The fourth level of I am is that of the great Bob Marley. I am the messenger of value. And when you're the messenger of value, you become the message. I am the message. Utilizing a delivery system of abundance through intuition, intelligence, and inspiration for the sake of impact, truth, and insights. I am the messenger of value, value derived by giving people more of what's working, take away what's not working, more of what they like, taking away what they don't like, more of what they know, taking away what they don't know. I am the messenger of value, which makes me, I am the message. It's a bigger identity for you and for me. Utilizing and understanding the message are the stories and the lessons that you teach that resonate with you, that are captured by your essence and edited and amplified and perpetuated along the way to understand that value and the message. One of the key components of implementation is I am the message. I am the messenger of value, and knowing what that value is within the context of I am the collector of relevance insights. I am the processor of truth. I am the analyzer of impact, and I am the message. I am the messenger of value. And then finally, the I am of implementation is I am the perfection, the promotion, the love and protection, the refiner, the refinement of those outcomes. In the context of the refinement of outcomes lies the shortening of a distance between the resistance and where you want to be or better. It's shortening the distance of the interference of the behaviors that are not aligned with where you want to be or better. It's the refiner, the learning, the lessons. It is the ability to refine, to protect, promote, love, and perfect you through these divine detours in the divine direction with divine time is how we refine. The fifth level of I am in this execution and implementation is I am the refiner of my results, the outcomes, the setbacks, the failures, mistakes, the defining moments. I am the coincidence. I am the coinciding. I am refining at all times in the pursuit of my potential. These are the five levels of I am and how we execute and implement I am. Apply I am to each and every one of the five levels of I am, the collector, the capture of the relevant insights, the meaning and relevance, the I am in the enjoyment of the consistent, persistent pursuit and processor of the truth, learning to enjoy what I and love what I don't like or love about what I love. In that truth, I am analyzing, prioritizing the impact that I have for the sake of what, by knowing my what, my who, and my how, in determining my now and my next and applying my why, because if I do, I am the message. I become the messenger of value of what's working, what's not, what you like, what you don't, what you know, and what you don't know. Allowing me to refine, to protect, promote, love, and perfect in the infinite, abundant, unified system that I belong to of thought. I am has five levels of implementation. there's a framework that we need to build as I Am as a Service to make sure that we don't rise to our potential. You rise to our systems and the allowance of the limitations that they give us. I Am as a Service needs structure to scale. So many founders who I work with map out how they're going to serve in an intuitive, intelligent, and inspirational way to their teams and their communities, their customers, their associates, their partners and channel partners with increased velocity that eliminates chaos or interference, even during the process of scaling. I am utilizing systems to reinforce who we are daily in a consistent, persistent way, especially under pressure, requires us to know our non-negotiable systems. Our non-negotiable behaviors, regardless of the circumstances and the chaos. We can categorize and look for the clues, the patterns, and the choices of our most frequent decisions and activities, giving particular prioritization to the things that we do every minute, every hour, and every day, comparative to the things we do every quarter, year, or decade. We need to declare each and every day. We need to co-create and command every day. I am the service behind this. I am intelligence, intuition, and inspiration. We can build many systems utilizing data sources, delivery methods, and feedbacks with the clues, patterns, and choices that we make in order to facilitate more efficient, effective, and statistically successful ways of doing things. Create your own framework according to your own values and practices and behaviors, where you are today and where you want to be in the future. Building the I Am as a Service framework will help you to accelerate, aggregate, and compound exponentially the outcomes that you desire, the coincidences, the coinciding of the universe that you desire. Not what other people want for you, not what's missing, not what you don't have. I Am as a Service has to have a framework in order to create the efficiencies, the effectiveness, and statistical success that you're looking for. The last lesson of I Am as a Service is the shift, the quantum shift that will occur. The I Am quantum shift will shift you from the uncertainty, the chaos, the interference, to certainty, harmony, and clarity, and coincidence. So many people let circumstances define them, the failure, setbacks, mistakes, defining moments, historical relevances. But I Am defines us from the inside out, not the outside in. That's how you replace your normal reactions with appropriate responses that will allow you to focus, to be in a state of definite purpose for the sake of where you want to be or better. So many executives that I know face an unknown market shift. They don't panic. They say, I am. I am grounded in the insight. I'm grounded in the five levels of I Am as a Service. And they move forward with clarity, harmony, and focus. They move forward with efficiency, effectiveness, and statistical success. I Am will turn uncertainty into alignment. With the identification that comes along with I Am comes predictability with the clues, the patterns, and the choices in a repetitive and consistent manner in creating the unknown in its own non-negotiable behavior and allowing us to get better and better at aligning with the circumstances of the day, the rest of the day. With this predictability comes power. With certainty comes power. With clarity, harmony, and focus comes power, because we are clearing the interference between us and that power, that infinite power that exists and is communicated through intelligence, intuition, and inspiration. The next time you hesitate, you interfere with the infinite, ask, what would someone who believes I am the answer do, say, think, feel, and believe right now? Ask ourselves, what would someone who believes, says, does, thinks, and feels I am the answer, what would they do right now? And act on it and keep on practicing it. Keep on practicing and repeating until it becomes your default, your unconscious competency, a genetic and energetic inheritance, and activated through the conscious, subconscious, and unconscious continuum. I Am is a quantum shift from uncertainty to certainty, creating efficiencies, effectiveness, and statistical success, creating ease by identifying the dis-ease, shortening the distance of resistance between wisdom and faith to get you to where you want to be, to see the resolution within the solution of every problem that already exists. It's just a lapse of time that can be accelerated by I Am. To finish up, hopefully it's clear to you that I Am is an advantage. I am the advantage. I am the advantage. I am as a service. I am the currency, the energy, emotion in my business. I am the intelligence, intuition, and inspiration. I have the three pillars of I am in order to facilitate what I do in the relevance, timeliness, and the actionability. I am utilizing I am as a service in my business applications in every single room business that I have. I am the five levels of the execution and implementation. I am the collector of the relevancy of my insights. I'm the processor of the truth, the analyzer of impact, the messenger and the messenger of value, and the refiner of the coincidences, results, and outcomes that I desire. I am as a service is needed, a framework. And finally, I am in its quantum level. I am a quantum shift between uncertainty to certainty, which makes me I am the advantage. When you fully step into your identity of I am as a service, you become the most valuable asset in every single space you fill and encourage and inspire the space around you. Not because of what you have, but because of who you are. Intelligence, inspiration, and inspiration is no longer something you access. It's something you deliver. We are the solution. We are the clarity, the harmony, the focus. We are the advantage. As we move forward, let I am be more than just a statement, a mantra. Let it be our system, our source, and our signal, building a strength and a spectrum and a clarity that provides us the outcomes that we desire or better, building the frameworks, trusting the access to the insight, and acting with confidence, comfortability that you and I, us, no longer are guessing, but we're grounded in the identity-driven execution. I am the advantage. Intelligence, inspiration, and intuition isn't just what you use. It's who we are. If you like the exercises and guides today as I am as a service, just email me, david@dmeltzer.com. This has been the Road to Revenue Training. I've been doing it for almost 28 years. I am as a service training with my books, guides, and exercises, five practices, my three no rule, my 25 no rule. Just ask david@dmeltzer.com. I'm going to go ahead and let the Nick of WOM, the Well-Oiled Machine, the co-host of the Well-Oiled Machine podcast, and my young protege who I am proud of, I love, and I always have his back. Nick of WOM, why don't you reset the room so we could take some questions and learn what people are listening for?
Absolutely. And thank you so much, David, for an incredible first half of the I Am as a Service training. And as a reminder for everybody, well, not only the guide and exercise from today's training, but I know David mentioned multiple guides and exercises in there. If you'd like any of those, let alone if for any reason you don't have a copy of his book, which he's happy to send you a copy, sign a copy, and pay for shipping. It is completely free, people. All you got to do is reach out, David@dmeltzer.com. And now as we open it up for Q&A, for everybody that's joining us online, please make sure to put your questions in the chat. And for all of our friends here in the Breakfast with Champions live on Clubhouse, if you're in the audience and have a question for David, please use the hand icon to request to join the stage and we will bring you up. And of course, if you're already on stage and have a question for David today, please just put a quick note in the room chat and I'll be more than happy to pass the microphone over your way. And for our first question of the day today, David, I'm going to keep it live here on Clubhouse as we have our friend Atul, who is patiently waiting. So Atul, it's always good to see you, my friend. Happy Friday. Feel free to unmute yourself and kick us off with the first question of the day.
Thank you, Nick. I'm conscious I've just joined as a speaker, so I haven't jumped the queue, but honored, blessed, and grateful as always. David, thank you for this. My reflection on this is what you've taught is the ultimate in empowerment, because, and again, I'm correct me or add or whatever, but it seems to take the I am, which is the infinite, and it actually gives us a means and a framework to put it into action. And for the way I see that is it's the ultimate of empowerment. Does that make sense? Is that a reasonable way of understanding it?
Yeah, I think it's reconciling the infinite with the human experience in a pragmatic, metaphysical, right? A combination and a reconciliation between the meta and the physical. In the metaphysical requires us to have directions to get to where we want to be or better in order for us to mentor, coach, and teach. Mentoring is giving those directions. Coaching is bringing the best out of it. And teaching is explaining how to take the steps in order to go in those directions and the nuances and subtleties of success. And so absolutely within the context of the ultimate infinite idea that is encompassed in simply three letters, one letter word I, two letter word am, in its own existential way, we now can provide a framework to create the efficiencies, effectiveness, and the metaphysicality in the human experience defined by time within a context of a process of the infinite co-creative power, meaning, relevance, and also inspiration, intuition, and intelligence to utilize along the way. This is just at the surface a great way, a directive, an application, an exercise that can help us move forward to where we want to be or better, to live fulfilled so that we feel able and capable of helping other people, of being a service. Notice that is when we feel at our higher self. That is why we named the training and are directing people towards utilizing I am as a service so that they feel their potential, they do their potential, they believe their potential, they say their potential. And that's what the road to revenue, that's what the road to potential that you're on, Hatul. And I appreciate you skipping the line. We give priority to our great members and we look forward to seeing you again every Monday. If you want to learn about our private networking group where I coach everybody on Mondays and give introductions, and then all week long we have thousands of people who help one another and know people that help one another, reach out to the hundreds of people that are here today, including Hatul. Let them tell you how awesome it is and reach out to them. All right, Hatul, thank you so much, and I'll see you Monday. You got it. All right, Nikki, what's going on? We're in the fourth quarter already. Who's the next person?
Time always flies when we're having fun. And for our next question of the day, I'm going to pass it over to the lovely Colleen, who is patiently waiting. Colleen, happy Friday. Feel free to unmute yourself and carry us on with the next question.
Thank you. Happy Friday, everybody.
Happy Friday.
Dave, you had this great line today. It was creating the reality on now, the idea of now. I think staying present minute after minute when we, you know, we all get so active that we forget to, whether it's making money or we get to forget to pay attention to our surroundings or we forget to feel in the moment. Being in the now will also allow you to see these opportunities of being of service, whether it's to yourself or to others. What tool do you use to continue to check yourself and your surroundings in that minute after minute or that now?
It's understanding two things, and it's why I love Einstein, because it is the two cornerstones to everything that he teaches and all the philosophies, theories, and applied mathematics that he utilized in order to facilitate two things, time and meaning. Understanding if we are present and we'd like to see outside of us the coincidences that we desire, the coinciding of time and meaning, timing and relativity, then we have to understand the co-creative power and commandment that we give the universe, that I am creating the meaning to everything I see within two different time zones. One, man-made constructive kind defined by 24 hours a day, guaranteed by God every single day, except for the last day of your life, you'll be cheated. In that human experience of 24-hour increments that starts when your heart starts and stops when your heart stops, in its own relativity or meaning to the infinite, I am. And so when we're able and capable of understanding the relativity and the relationship of meaning and time, understanding that when we are present, it's simply the meaning we're giving to the present. That is the power of the present. The meaning that we give the past determines the meaning we give the present, which will expand the limitations or cast the shadow into our future. But it is relativity and time that determine all in the human experience. And until we grasp I am, that I am the meaning I give it, and I have the power to give it that meaning, any meaning that I want, no matter whether there's evidence or contrary evidence or whether it lacks evidence, it doesn't matter. I am the meaning I give it within the relevancy of time, the present, past, or future. This determines our now. And this is how we apply our now, apply our why to our now for the sake of what. And that's where the five daily practices come in order to prioritize the activities of what we do, say, think, feel, and believe, as you had mentioned, in the present by the relationship and understanding that we have of relativity and of time, or meaning and of time. And if anybody would like that information, once again, great question, Colleen, just email me, david@dmeltzer.com. david@dmeltzer.com. We are rocking, we are rolling. And the Nick of Wam is rocking and rolling with us. Who's up next? Where should I go for the next question?
Nick,
I was going to say, there's a voice devil in the building.
Could I skip the line, Mr. Meltzer? You okay with that?
Well, it sounds like I'm talking to myself, but it's probably Glenn. Of course, you're VIP. Glenn, you're just you famous, bro. Just you. Go ahead.
I have a question for you, Mr. Meltzer. So in my business, as you know, we do the training consulting in the automotive space, and we've done a great job of finding paths to get to the decision makers in automobile dealerships and getting them to join a check club. Where I am, I don't currently have yet to acquire the skill set, is I want to get in with like Toyota, Ford, Honda, the manufacturers. And it's a little bit different, right? Because you don't just go to the owner of Toyota. So when you're trying to land a bigger corporate, how do I approach that? Because it seems like it's got to be a different approach than what we're doing with individual dealerships and dealership groups.
Well, you know, not to get back to the basics, considering you're one of my best friends in the world, and there's a place inside of me for you. I'll give you an example. You and I, we consider each other very close friends, correct? And have you ever asked me, David, do you know anyone that can help me get to Toyota, Hyundai, Ford, Chevy at the highest level in order for me to expand and exponentially grow my service of I am? Have you ever asked me that? Well, I'm going to give you an opportunity. I'm going to give you the opportunity to prove I am as a service. Why don't you go ahead and ask me that question?
David, my brother, do you by chance have any relationships with anybody that is a high-end decision maker with any large manufacturer that you could introduce me to? Therefore, I could offer them my services.
Glenn, thank you so much for asking me that, because when I'm able and capable of helping a dear friend of mine, especially, I feel at my highest self. I feel blessed that I'm able and capable of helping someone to move forward. And I do know the C-level executives at a Hyundai and at Ford particularly, and have other less high relationships at other car manufacturers. And it would be an honor and it would be a pleasure to feel more fulfilled in my own life because I'm able and capable of helping a dear friend like you. So after the show, sometime today, call me and I will make text introductions directly to the president of Ford and the CMO of Hyundai to start, who are also two of my close friends who I also have been able and capable of helping, and I know exist in our community of people that know people and want to help people, which is why we created our networking group. Even my closest friends don't show up on Monday. They don't ask. And yet we have thousands of people in that group, including key executives in the automobile space that can help us. I'm really appreciative that you allow me to, in humility and vulnerability, use you as an example of the most challenging thing that people have in their life, which is three words: ask for help. Whether you're 17, 27, 37, 47, or 57 years old like me, I have difficulty asking for help. I've been cheating all of my friends and family and associates from cheating them from their highest feeling, their highest self, by not allowing them to be able and capable of helping me. And so, Glenn, I'd be happy to help you. Do you know anyone that could help me get more people to join us and to ask for help in a community of people that know people that can help and can help themselves, building a community of people that want to help each other and know people that will help each other is aligned with my mission. I love you, my brother, and thank you for allowing me and your vulnerability to use you as an example of one of the biggest issues or interference that people have. Ask for help. God bless you, brother.
Thank you, Dave. I will be calling you a little bit later this morning.
I love you, man. Thank you. I would not be here in the Breakfast of Champions. I would be doing my Friday trainings, but I would not be in the Breakfast of Champions but for Glenn Lundy, who started this whole thing with us and has played a major role in the coinciding of my life. Even to the point when he was homeless, he was sleeping outside of my beach home in the boardwalk in South Mission Beach. And the very first time that we ever met, with tears in his eyes, I knew that we were meant to help each other and know people to help each other. Glenn Lundy, I sound like you. I wish I looked like you, but I definitely am in synergy and symbiosis and coincidence with you. I love you and your family, as I do others in here. Nick Awam, why don't you reset the room for the last question or last two questions?
Absolutely. Everybody, we are continuing on with the I Am as a Service training here with the one and only David Meltzer, the chairman of the Napoleon Hill Institute. And we are closing out the Q&A component as we speak. As a reminder, whether it's any of the guides or exercises that David has mentioned from today, let alone today's specific guide and exercise for the I Am as a Service training, all you need to do is reach out to David directly. David@dmeltzer.com. And if for any reason you don't have a copy of his book, which he'll be happy to send you a copy, sign a copy, and even pay for shipping, make sure to throw that in there as well and email David@dmeltzer.com. And for our next question of the day, we're going to keep it live here on Clubhouse. And I'm going to pass it over to Cooper, who has been patiently waiting. So Cooper, happy Friday, my friend. Good morning. Feel free to unmute yourself and carry us on with the next question.
Morning, everybody. Happy Friday. So my question is, in my, you know, practice of I Am affirmations that I have recently been starting, there's been times where I truly feel when I, you know, say I am my potential or, you know, I am dot, dot, dot. And then there's times where I feel, you know, as if I'm just saying it to say it and, you know, you can't fool yourself. So I'm curious, you know, is there, at what point in time for you, David, was it, you know, more than just I am saying this and I am to truly believe it? And how do I always, you know, cross that border when I don't feel I am?
Great question. So there's five levels of intention. So the first level is that which I say, the second do, the third think, the fourth feel, and the fourth believe, and the fifth and highest level of intention is feel. And so the importance of saying leads to doing, and the importance of saying and doing leads to thinking that way. And the importance of doing, saying, and thinking leads to believing, and the importance of that allows me to feel. And so if I don't feel it, then I have to continue to say, do, think, and believe it by practicing it, by being repetitive with it. And so understanding that we are going to interfere with how we feel. And the only way that we can shift how we interfere with it is by doing, saying, thinking, and believing through the conscious continuum what it is I am, and figuring out what I'm doing to interfere with it to shorten that distance between what I want to feel and how I feel right now. Knowing with any problem, like not feeling, exists the solution, and it's just a lapse of time through doing, but through saying, doing, thinking, and believing that I will feel that way, because I am constantly connected to and through the inspiration, intelligence, and inspiration, the infinite amount of energy that we all have in an abundant, unified system of that feeling. And so the reason, or for the sake of what am I saying it, is so that I do it more often. I think it more often. I believe it more often. And feel it more often. There's nobody feels it every single moment and minute of the day. You just want to shorten the distance of resistance that you have created and see exactly what you're doing to interfere with it. And instead of staying days, weeks, months, and years interfering with it, like I did when I was your age, I now spend minutes and moments each and every day interfering with it. But it's so important, whether or not I feel it or not, that I say I am and figure out what I'm doing to interfere with it. And so I want you to remember the five levels of intention. I'm happy to send the five levels of intention, happy to send my book, happy to send the exercises and guides. I'm happy to send the training manual of I Am to everybody here, including you, Cooper, David@dmeltzer.com. I'm inviting everybody to join, including Glenn Lundy, our private networking group, where I coach everybody on Monday and give introductions that can change your life. Every Monday, and answer questions that can change your life. And then we have a network of people that is expanding on what we do, that want to help each other and know people that help each other, whose cousin aunt's dog walker knows the CEO of the company that you want to meet, but they're willing to introduce you. Come and join us. It's so simple. Why are you getting in your own way? Join us, David@dmeltzer.com. I really look forward to seeing everybody in the next few weeks. Always available and accessible. Please reach out for the exercises, guides, and books that I provide. But most importantly, remember, remind, and recollect to be more interested than interesting. Be kind to your future self and do good deeds.